US Report with Bob Tarlow.
Yes, indeed, Ender. I echo those sentiments. Thank you for everything this week. Bobby Tarlow standing by. The rumour file ready to go. 9221182. If you've got a rumour for us, get it on the air. Get yourself $500 cash. 9221882. Morning, Bob.
Thank you, Basil, and a happy Friday to you and Millsy. Things were not happy, though, in Hanoi, Vietnam, where we witnessed a hasty exit with the second summit between President Donald Trump and North Korea's Kim Jong-un collapsing. Trump walked away 2 hours early, skipping his scheduled lunch with Kim, the president realizing the sides would not, for now, be able to bridge a standoff over dropping U.S. sanctions. It is a dispiriting end to a high-stakes meeting meant to disarm a global nuclear threat. Before boarding Air Force One for an early departure back to Washington, the president held a news conference saying,
basically, they wanted the sanctions lifted in their entirety, and we couldn't do that. They were willing to denuke a large portion of the areas that we wanted, but we couldn't give up all of the sanctions for that. So we continue to work, and we'll see, but we had to walk away from that particular suggestion. We had to walk away from that.
Will all the sanctions that are currently in existence remain, sir?
They're in place.
With no deal signed, U.S. Secretary Mike Pompeo was left to provide this upbeat swing.
We made real progress.
Well, the Trump-Kim summit number two did definitely feature a couple of extraordinary exchanges between the North Korean dictator and the American press. Kim, before the talks collapsed, was asked by one journal if he's ready to denuke.
If I'm not willing to do that, I won't be here right now.
That's a good answer.
Yeah, that is a good answer. Will there be a third summit?
Good question. Trump said there may be, but he added it could be soon, could be a long ways off. For now, the president, like the North Korean ruler, going home empty-handed. And Millsy and Basil also gone. That idea that this summit could have produced, at long last, a peace treaty, a formal end to the Korean War of the early 50s.